Welcome back to Talk to Talk with your girl, Nita Love, coming to you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm good. My family's good. Another day above ground, you already know. And on the podcast today, I have two questions. One is, would you think dating from social media is safe? And why do unattractive men try to play attractive, smart people that actually want them? And it's a long, drawn-out question, but that's just me paraphrasing the question. But let's just get into this real quick. First, thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. And thank you for the question. Now, this is my microwave going because, as you know, I'm getting me something to eat. So the first question is, dating off of social media, is it safe? I honestly don't think it is. I honestly, down in my throat, down in my gut, my esophagus, all of that, do not feel that dating off of social media is safe. I don't think dating apps is safe. That's just my humble opinion. Do people date? Have people fallen in love and met their wives and husbands off of those dating apps? Yeah, they have. But so many people have lost their lives. Women have been attacked and raped. Men have been mugged. So there are so many things that have happened with certain people when it comes to these dating apps. Now, let me tell you this. I'm not discouraging you from doing what you feel in your heart or your guts. You do you. Let's just be very clear. I'm just answering the question in my honesty. I don't stand against it. I'm not telling anyone not to. I just feel like it is a tool that's set up for people to date and meet people. And if that's what you want to do, you do it. But for as me, I don't feel that dating apps are safe because you never know who you're meeting. Like, you can meet someone that's in a whole situation with a person, lying to a person that they love them, and the whole time they're meeting other people. You can meet a married man that's saying, or you can meet a married woman that's unhappy and trying to get out there. And then you can meet people that's just out here trying to hustle men and hustle women. It has happened. So just be smart, be safe, and just be mindful of what you share over these social media sites. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I would love to hear you guys' opinion. Like, what do you think? Do you think dating off of social media is safe? And let me be very honest. I've gotten plenty of options in my DM. If I was that type of person that was intrigued and interested in people sending me messages, things like that don't move me. Things like that doesn't make me like, oh my God, I got another person is sending me a DM, and like, I'm like, none of that matters to me. And I had a friend that used to get all in their feelings about their girlfriend having options in their DM. And my thing is, she's being honest with you. Yeah, there are options. Yes, people holler at her. Yes, people try to. So if you trust her, you shouldn't be in your feelings about it. The fact that you don't trust her and she didn't do anything specifically to you to make you not trust her, then there's something that you're not being honest with this chick about. It's something that you're not being straight up with her about. And I said what I said. So I don't think anything is wrong with shooting your shot in your DM. But for me, it's a no. Like, I'm not doing it, and I don't want anyone else to try to do it to me. When I get those type of comments or whatever, I delete them. Unless if I know a person and, we, communicate back and forth, yeah. Before as getting deep involved in a person off of social media, no, because I don't trust them to be straight up. And when you meet a person, when you've met a person and they end up being the opposite of what you thought and believed and told yourself that they are, you will always be precautious of going forward in the future and meeting different people. I'm just being honest. Moving right along to the next question, you guys. Unattractive men going after the wrong type of women. Let me say this. There are a lot of nice guys that may not be as attractive as most people, there are a lot of nice guys who money may not be as wide as some people, but really are genuinely nice, good people. There are some men that are not very attractive, that because you meet a nice looking woman that's open, that's secure with herself and just look at you for you, and they genuinely like you for you, those are the ones that will boost an unattractive man's ego. That makes a person arrogant. Like, you can always tell a man's intent when it comes to a woman. Like, if a man is trying to find reasons to justify why this woman wants you, or justify why this woman may not want you, and they use certain tactics and certain things as a way to go and meet other people. Now, I've seen plenty of guys that wasn't attractive, but always was attracted to nice looking women. And then they get so caught up in decent looking women want them. Then women don't want you in the dark. If a nice looking woman is really interested in a guy that may not be as attractive and their money is not as long, it's because they're waiting around or they're trying to find the right opportunity to say, I'm going through this. I'm having a financial problem. I need your money. Or I'm looking for a friends with benefits type of situation. I want you to pay for this, that, or the other, and I give you sex. There's not going to be a happy-go-lucky ever after type of relationship. That's never going to happen. Especially when a person go about certain things in a bad way or a dishonest way, it always comes back to bite you. I'm living proof of it. You know what I mean? So I think most time, men that go after the wrong women are going after because of their ego. Like, they get so excited and, you know, they just so motivated that a nice looking woman was interested in them and really wanted them. And so they tell themselves, these are the type of women that I'm attracted to. Of course you're attracted to a nice looking woman. Of course. Of course. But then when you get a nice looking woman that actually care about you for you and all your good, bad, and indifferent, and then you continue to go after other women, you see what I'm going with this? You are feeding your ego because you've told yourself, if I bagged her, I can bag anybody else. Well, you bag people that only want what they think you are giving to that person that was good looking. You're only getting what someone else thinks that you have. And in the reality of this, they only want your money. And if they think that you eat pussy good, they just want you for your time and your money. And you'll see that, because if they're only interested in you at nighttime, they're only interested in connecting with you just one day or 2 days out of the weekend, what was any different than what you did, what you're doing with this person and what you've done in other situations, especially if you're with someone that wholeheartedly cared about you for you. You know what I mean? Even if you needed to find yourself or figure out where you was in life, you don't dog people to get to the other side because the grass looked green on that side. You don't do that. So I feel that most men go after women that don't really want them. They want what they think that they have or what they think that they can get out of them. You know what I mean? And I think that, once those type of men realize that and open themselves up to other women, then I think that they will find a better connection or find a happy peace with a person that can give them what they want. Because if a person say, I want to get married one day, I want to be, you know, happy ever after, but you're meeting people just to hook up and fuck, that's contradictory, but you say you want. Like, the math ain't mathing. So I think for me, when a woman like me realize that a man is a liar, they've always been a liar. They've just gotten so comfortable at what they do and say and how they treat you that they don't even feel that they're a liar. So when you're dealing with a person with that type of ego that has to feed it, let them feed it and let them continue to feed it. And I think eventually they will see that I need to change me. I need to be more open with the type of women that I'm attracted to or that want me for me, and go with that. You know what I mean? I've learned, like, people too loose with who they lay down with. You know, I would think that everything that has happened with STDs and COVID and all these things, and then they got a new STD out since COVID, I would have thought that some people would be more conscious of what they do and who they lay down with and who they put their mouth on, but that's not the case. That's people don't do that. People don't care. People want what they want momentarily because that's what excites them. And you can't change people. And so I know I'm kind of off subject a little bit. So I just think for me, most men go after women that they know in their heart of hearts really don't want them. But if they end up bagging a woman that's a beautiful woman or a good looking woman that got things going for themselves, even if they ain't exactly where they want to be in life, but you see that they can get whatever they want to and they have the capability of having a great life or whatever. Once you get one person like that, you start feeding your ego that you can get any woman like that. That you the shit, you the man. When really you ain't. Really you're a liar. Really you broke. And then when you think about it, most time those type of men had that good looking woman when they was at their brokest and that woman never judged them, never turned their back on them. So you think about it. Why would you? Why would you? Because you need to feed your ego and because you're arrogant and because you think because you've gotten this person that you're going to get another one. You're not. That doesn't mean that you don't deserve it. That doesn't mean that it's not going to come. It just may not come in the type of woman that you are particularly attracted to. It means that you may have to lower your standards a little bit and you may have to broaden your horizon of the type of women that you are attracted to. Now, I know somebody probably going to be in their feelings and be like, you really trying to shade. I would never shade a person. I've never been a woman that date a man off of just how they look. Never. Never. It's never been about their money. However, I'm not going to take care of a man. I've never been that type of person, been about nice vehicles and, oh, they got, that's never been me. So miss me with that. But that is my tidbit. That's just my opinion. That's just how I feel about it. I ain't arguing with nobody. You can disagree with me. It's okay. But that is my time. You guys continue to share the podcast. You guys continue to come and listen and hit that listen and support button. Thank you again for your support and patience and understanding and for the questions. I know that I should have broke it up into sections, but hey, I don't know when the next time I'm going to record. So that's why I did what I did. I'm happy, you guys. It's weird. I can't really explain it, but I'm happy. I never realized how handcuffed we can be to situations, circumstances, and people. And it handcuffs us so much to where we handcuff ourselves emotionally and mentally. And once you accept, process, and free yourself, I'm telling you, it's an amazing feeling. I thank everybody that have like checked in on your girl to make sure she's straight and she's good. Thank you. I appreciate it. And remember, stay true to yourself, you guys. Don't let anyone else's thoughts and opinion dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. When they go low, we go high like the former first lady. Let your real family and real friends know that you love them today and not tomorrow. And when I say real family and real friends, I'm not talking about blood. I'm talking about the people that's truly there for you, that allows you to be you, that shows up for you, that supports you. I'm talking about those people. That's my time. Peace.